那么大。
I'll begin my talk this morning by reading a well-known passage from the Nirvana Sutra, the last sutra that the Buddha preached before passing over into complete Nirvana. This is a well-known passage and is quoted by Shinran Shonin in his magnum opus, his important work, The True Teaching, Practice, and Realization. I invite you to join me in Gassho. Suppose there are parents with seven children. When there is sickness among the seven children, although the father and mother are equally concerned with all of them, nevertheless their hearts lean wholly toward the sick child. It is like this with the Tathagata, the Buddha. It is not that there is no equality among all sentient beings, but his heart leans wholly toward the person who has committed evil. Tatoeba, aru mono ni shichi nin no kou ga ita to shimashou. その七人の子の中で一人が病気になれば親の心は平等でないとわけがありませんがその病気の子供に特に心をかけるようになるものであります如来もまたその通りですあらゆる衆生を平等に見ておられますが、罪ある者には特に心をかけてくださるのですと、南蛮大仏。
Good morning, everyone. 皆さんおはようございます。Thank you for joining us this morning for our November Shotsuki Hoyo Memorial. This is the service in which we remember those loved ones who have passed over to the other shore in the month of November.
皆さん、ようこそ、11月にお浄土に往生した方々をしのぶ Shotsuki Hoyo でございます。
I think we're now in the middle of starting the start of flu season. I hope you've all been enjoying good health. Recently,
まあ最近ちょっと風邪の季節が始まったので、皆さんはお元気であることを願っております。
I myself received my flu shot this past week, and I hope I got it in time. I haven't gotten the flu yet this year, but I'm hoping that I will be able to enjoy good health this year.
まあ私はこの前インフルエンザの注射を予防接種を打ったんですけど、まあ願わくば今年はインフルエンザをかけれないということがあります。
Also in my family, we've all been getting our regular vaccinations. However, it seems that even when we get vaccinations, we still get sick.
まあ予防接種を打ってもまあ風邪をかけることがあります。
My wife and I are very fortunate that we are blessed with children who sleep very well. Both of our sons have slept through the night from when they were just a few months old.
まあ私の妻が恵まれてずっと夜中に寝る子供に恵まれてまあ何ヶ月からもうだいたい一晩中寝ることがあります。
However, our youngest child, who's just 10 months now, has recently got a bit of a stuffy nose and a cold, and so he wakes up throughout the night very, very frustrated because he can't breathe.
そして一番次男の、まあ、小さい10ヶ月の赤ちゃんがうちにいますけど、最近ちょっと鼻風邪をひいて夜中に起きてとってもまあ、怒ったり泣いたりするんですね。
So he'll wake up crying and crying.
And normally, you know, we get to enjoy a full night's sleep. And lately, we've been waking up several times over the night, having to kind of pick him up and, you know, give him a few pats on the back and help him clear out his nose before he'll go back to sleep.
して、まあ息子は鼻がつまってて、あの泣いて起きて、そして、まあ持ち上がって、で、あの、こう、あの、まあちょっと背中を叩いて、鼻が、あの、もっと、あの、呼吸がちゃんと取るようになったら、また寝るということですね。
And so, of course, we don't feel upset with our son for waking us up. We don't say, you know, why are you waking me up? Why don't you just let me sleep? You know, of course, our feeling for him is one of concern. We would, of course, we would like to enjoy a nice, relaxed night's sleep, but more importantly, we want him to be healthy as soon as possible. まあ、もちろん、あの、まあ、ゆっくり寝たいというのもあるんですけど、あの、でもそれよりは子供が早く元気になってほしいと思います。 In the same way, we have an older son who, although he also has a bit of a nose cold, bit of a head cold, he is, you know, managing to sleep through the night. Once he's down for the count. He sleeps through the night.
して、まあ、長男の方はもうちょっと、あの、鼻風邪は引いてるんですけど、長男は、まあ、寝たら、一回寝たらもう朝まで寝るということですね。
And so it's not that we're unconcerned about the cold of our older son, but we're not waking up in the middle of the night to take care of him because he's he's not having as much trouble as the little baby is.
して、まあ、あの、長男の方は、あの、あまり気にしないとは思ってないんですね。まあ、もちろん、あの、長男の方は早く元気になってほしいんですけど、あの、まあ、夜、よく寝るから、夜中には、あまり、あの、まあ、そういう緊張して、心配することはないですね。
And so I think this is an experience that we've all had at some point in our life. For those of us who have children or grandchildren, we've been the parent in this situation. But all of us at some point growing up had someone who was there for us, caring for us, and showing concern for us, waking up in the middle of the night to help us blow our nose or give us a pat on the back and help us get back to sleep. まあ、皆さんはこういうことを経験したことあるんですね。まあ、親であったら、親がそういうふうに私たちをしてくれた。まあ、私たち親の役場で立って、あの、そういうことを、あの、してあげることはあったかもしれませんね。And the Buddha, in his teachings, he uses these very common experiences that we can all relate to express the truth of his teaching in a way that we can all relate to.
で、まあ、釈迦様がこういうふうに説法することは、私たちみんな人間が経験したことによって、それを、あの、まあ、真実の教えを断とうことがありますね。One
of the truths of the Buddha's teaching is that none of us can escape illness. No matter how well we take care of ourselves, how much of a nutritious diet we eat, or getting all our shots and taking all our vitamins, it's part of human life that we at some day will face an illness of our own.
して、まあ、みんながどんなに栄養的な食事をとっても、どんなに定期的に運動しても、予防接種を打って、ビタミンを飲んだりすることがあっても、いつか何かの、まあ、病気になったり、怪我したりすることが、みんなの体に来るというのは、それはみんなにあるんですね。
And so, the Buddha's teachings are not presented or not given to us as a way to keep us from getting sick. So the purpose, it's not that if we come here and we say, Nammandabutsu, that we won't catch a cold this year, right?
まあ、ここに来て合唱して何万打仏もして、じゃあ今年風邪は引かないことはないんですね。
No, the purpose of the Buddha's teachings is to give us the strength and clarity of wisdom so that when we do face an illness, when we do face a difficulty in our life, that we have a clear vision of how to move forward, how to carry on, how to live in the midst of sadness and difficulty, discomfort and pain, to live joyfully and to continue to care for those around us.
して、まあ、釈迦様の仏様の御教えは、私たちは必ず何か病気、必ず不都合のことに遭うことがあるので、その不都合な病気、まあ、痛みの中、悲しみの中に、またどこかで感謝の心を見つけて、
また明るく助け合いながら生きるような御教えでございます。
And it's interesting, this passage that I read from the Nirvana Sutra is told to, as the Buddha is speaking to a king who actually set about a course of events that brought about the demise of his own father, a person who'd made some serious mistakes in life. It's a kind of extreme example. Most of us have not had this sort of mistake in our life. At the same time, perhaps we all, looking at our own lives, have some feeling of there's something I could have done a little bit better. Perhaps as we remember loved ones in our life, we think perhaps there's something that, some way in which I could have cared for that person a little bit more. Perhaps on that occasion I shouldn't have lost my temper. Maybe I could have been a little bit kinder in that situation. まあ私たちも人生の中にいろいろ後悔することがあるんですね。この釈迦様の説法は非常に深い後悔を持っている息子さんに説かれていることがあるんですね。まあ私はその人にもっと優しい言い方をすればよかったでしょうとか、あの時は怒らなければよかったねとか、と思うことはあったりして、ああ、ちょっと愚かなことしたなと後悔することもあるんですね。
And here the Buddha says that all people, just as all people have a physical illness at some point, that all people make mistakes. All people perhaps do or say foolish things or misguided things.
まあみんなが必ず病気をかかるように、みんな必ず病気がかかることがあると同じように、みんながちょっと間違ったことをしたり、愚かなことをすることが必ずあるというんですね。
The Buddha says that just as a doctor, just as a parent, cares for their children most when they're sneezing and coughing and waking up in the middle of the night, that the Buddha's compassion, the Buddha's concern for us is most deep in those times when we're doing something that's a little bit misguided or making some mistakes.
まあ仏様の慈悲が、まあ親が子供の病気の子供に心がかけるように、仏様の慈悲はちょっと間違ったことをするときに、私たちに心をかけることがあります。
And so when we hear the teachings of the Buddha, we're invited to recognize our lives just as they are, lumps and all.
まあ私たちの人生はこのままの人生を認めるのは仏様の一つの教えの大切なところですね。
At the same time, we're encouraged to looking at our lives as they are, to realize that we all have a potential to hear the Buddha's teaching and to live with greater compassion and kindness for those around us.
まあ私たちが自分たちの人生を見て、よくよく見て、必ずどこかで改善する可能性がある。
And it's in that potential to turn our lives around that we find the joy in the midst of our sadness or our regrets.
まあそういう改善する可能性、私がこの正しい道を歩める可能性を見つけたことは、こういう悲しみとか後悔の中で見つける幸せのことでございます。
And that's why our loved ones have called us and gathered us here to this temple today. Just as they may have cared for us when we were ill, just as we perhaps cared for them when they were ill. The Buddha is caring for us constantly, wishing for us to live lives of caring and kindness for those around us, to care for each other. And so we're brought here by the compassion of the Buddha to show patience, to show kindness, to show our love and support for each other.
して仏様の大慈悲によって、この先方者を通して私たちをここにお招きして、悲しみの中に癒しが見つけるように、お互いに助け合って、お互いに先方者のことを忍ぶことでによって、この悲しいことの中で幸せが見つけることがあると思います。
I believe that it is in this coming together, here in this place, to feel the warmth of the Sangha, one of our great jewels, one of our great treasures, that we are able to experience the great compassion of the Buddha working in our lives. And through our loved ones who could bring us here to this place, guided to realize happiness. Even though we're going to have some hard times, we'll get sick, we'll maybe do some things that we regret along the way, that ultimately we have this destination of a life of perfect peace and compassion that we realize through Amida Buddha. 皆さんが阿弥陀如来の働きを通して、まあ病気があっても、ちょっと間違ったことをしても、必ず将来の幸せのお浄土に届くというのは、お念仏の誓っているお導きのことでございます。So as we remember our loved ones today on the occasion of the November Shotsuki Hoyo, I invite you to join me in Gassho and together to hear the great compassionate wish of Amida Buddha in the Nembutsu.
みんなで合唱して念仏の中で阿弥陀如来の私たちの幸せを誓っている心を共に聞きましょう。
南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏。